So what was your inspiration in composing your most recent albums?
This is Chance. And for me, we had a snow day, honestly, and it was freezing, and we had snow, and all the snow just kind of froze everywhere, and we couldn't go anywhere, and I was kind of trapped inside the house. And I just kind of wanted to go out and record all the sounds of what was going on outside. And that was my main inspiration. And I came back in and kind of uploaded it and just kind of took it, little snippets of everything that I thought was the best parts of that. And yeah, and then I just kind of made the music over that. And it was all one day because I couldn't really go anywhere else. And so I was just kind of inside the house all day making music, which is phenomenal. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jordan?
For me, the album was made over the course of a couple weeks. A little bit different than Chance. The album wasn't made because I was locked in my house due to the weather. Although a few of the last tracks were, but I was more so inspired by a few of these hip hop tracks I've been getting into recently, and a few of the producers I've been learning about. And so I wanted to take a little bit of their style and incorporate it in my music. And so it's more of like a compilation over the past month or so.
So could you describe what processes you go through when composing your music?
Well, for me, on this specifically this last album, it was kind of the samples that took, I don't know, kind of the forefront, I guess. And I took it and I would listen to the sample and I would kind of get like what specific thing, like, oh, I want to have this one, and kind of have like a radio, like a weather radio track. And I would kind of take the inspiration from that and then build the song according to that. And then, you know, the one eighths, which is me playing with my dog in the snow, I would take like that kind of lighthearted feeling and then kind of go from there. That was mostly mine for this past album, at least.
For me, it was a little bit different. Most of the tracks I would generally start with a drum beat in Ableton. I use Ableton to produce. And I would start with a drum beat and then develop some sort of chord progression over the top of that, and then kind of build off of that. So it was kind of like layer after layer, kind of building an onion, or I guess decomposing an onion. But I would kind of build my tracks like Legos in a way, where I would add, you know, this layer here with a pad, and then maybe add a chord progression with that, then, you know, little samples to finish it off. So a very building block-esque type construction to my music.
So could you tell me a little bit about the origins of, is it Hydrock Records? How did you say that?
That's right. Correct. Yeah.
Hydrock. So what does that name mean to you? How did you guys come up with that? Did you guys make this together, or is it someone else?
It's kind of a funny story. I feel like Chance should tell this story. But I'll give a little bit of background. We were visiting a friend in Birmingham, Alabama. I understand you guys have a Birmingham.
We do.
Yes. But we were visiting a friend, and we were all doing homework at the table, and we were all pretty tired. I think Chance was more tired than any of us, and I was asking him to help me with some math homework, and Chance, you can take it from there.
Yeah, I was extremely tired, and my answer to him was that the answer to everything was Hydrock. And it was a made-up word at the time, and it just kind of escalated to where if you had a question, you just answered it with Hydrock.
Yeah, it was a giant inside joke.
Yeah, it was a huge inside joke, and then eventually we, you know, as we, you know, continued to make music, and we kind of wanted to unify as a front, and we were asking what, like, the record company name should be, or whatever, the label you call it. And we took them and put them both under Hydrock Records, and that just kind of fit, and we liked the way the word looked, and yeah, and it just kind of worked out really well.
That's a pretty cool story. It's always nice to hear those kinds of, sort of backstories to things like this, that, you know, names that you just sort of wouldn't pay attention to otherwise, so that's...
Thank you.
How did you guys meet each other? How long have you been friends for?
I've been friends for 3 years now. A little over 3 years?
Yeah, hardcore friends, yeah. I've known of you for close to 5 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here from another part in the country a little bit over 5 years ago, and I met Chance through work. We both work at the same place.
Right.
And we quickly became friends because of music, I would say. We both have a common interest in music.
Yeah.
And we both have a lot of the same musical tastes. And from there, we started hanging out a little bit more. We both go to the same school, which helps a lot, too. And so we just quickly became friends after that.
Yeah, at work, we listen to quite a bit of music at work. And it got to the point where I was bringing, you know, my iPod every week with new music that I had bought, and I was showing it to Jordan. And, you know, he would take some home, I'd make him CDs, and, you know, he would listen to it. And just kind of escalated, and he gave me artists, and I gave him artists, and now we have like a really, you know, really similar taste in music, and it's still the sharing still continues, and we just give each other new music, and kind of escalated into making music, and I probably wouldn't be making music if it wasn't for Jordan.
Same for me. Yeah, I wouldn't be making music if it weren't for Chance.
And just kind of escalated, and it's been really great though, because like I have someone to bounce ideas off pretty much instantly. I can send it to him pretty much any way. I can take it to his house. I mean, it's really, really simple and really, really easy. It's definitely great, and it's definitely helped me a whole lot.
Same for me with that as well. Yeah. Definitely good collab process whenever we're making new music.
Would you say your families are musical in any way, or did this just sort of spawn from your own interest, like, solely?
I'll take this one first. This is Jordan speaking. I would say growing up, my dad, more so than my mom, was really into music. I know that he took guitar lessons a lot whenever he was a little kid, but didn't really retain any of that into his college days. But he always grew up liking music, and I listened to music with him a lot whenever I was younger. And then whenever I decided I wanted to take guitar lessons or something like that, they were really supportive. But I wouldn't say anybody in my family has a really strong sense of musical background or anything like that. So it's kind of unique to me in my immediate family anyway. So,
yeah, kind of similar here. My grandfather is kind of a music fanatic, and he kind of keeps up with music and always has ever since he's been about my age. And he exposes me to, you know, he kind of exposed me to classical music and stuff like that. And my mom exposed me to classic rock and everything like that, and most notably the Beatles really kind of sparked my interest when I was young. And but I guess for me, the biggest thing that my family has given me is kind of like an open-mindedness towards music, and never really kind of pigeonholing me into like, oh, you should like this, or oh, you should like that. They're always very open-minded. My mom's always very interested into something, you know, whatever type of music it is. It can be, you know, classical, or it can be electronic music. She may not necessarily like it, but she definitely has always encouraged kind of being open-minded about the music I listen to, and I think that's the biggest thing that she's given me.
All right, okay. Thank you for that. Right, so I've got one final question. So do you have a favorite song amongst your own songs, amongst the ones that you produce yourselves?
Man.
How about we can do this. Is it okay if we answer this a certain way?
Yeah, you sure?
Can we answer our personal songs, like our favorite of our own music collection, and then a favorite of each other's music collection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let Chance think about this. I'll answer. I would say for me personally, one of the favorite tracks I've made. Oh gosh, it's so hard. I'll have to go with one of the tracks off my first record, Archaeology. I released a track called English, and it's a really simple track. There's not a whole lot to it, but it was one of the first tracks that I played guitar on, and it's one of the first tracks that you could say really made me kind of take music making more seriously. To the point where I wanted to continue to do it and continue to learn about certain music theory and stuff like that. And, yeah, it's just one of my favorite tracks. I mean, I don't really like my music a whole lot. I like listening to my music a whole lot, but I like that track. I guess it has more sentimental value to it than anything. But as far as, I mean, I wanted to answer this question in the way where I could say my favorite of Chance's tracks, because I feel like I like his music a lot more than I like mine.
Yeah.
But, gosh. Probably 40,000 Miles off of his record, This Was the Place, or Eighths off of his new record, Welcome Winter. Those are probably my two favorite tracks of his.
What about you, Chance?
Yeah, for me, I guess probably my favorite track that I've made It's one off of This Was a Place, and it's Astronomy in the Real Life. And something about that, when I was making it, I was making it at nighttime, and I was kind of just sitting in my room kind of by myself. I just had like this loop kind of playing and blaring over and over again. And it has like some really, really reverbed drum hits that just kind of sound like almost like an industrial sound coming off from like a really far, like a long way away. And that song like really resonated with me when I was making it. And it's definitely my favorite off that album and probably my favorite overall that I've made. Even when I listen to it now, like there, it definitely has flaws and things that, you know, I would do differently. But I still, this, like Jordan said, the sentimental value to that track when I was making it is probably the thing that makes it my favorite. And as far as Jordan's music, it's definitely Soup off of his new album. Like that, I just feel like that's such a phenomenal song. The beat on that track is amazing, really thick, and the guitar sample is awesome. I just really, really enjoy that song.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Mm-hmm.